Rise and shine. I'm sorry.
Wait, you gotta eat that up.
That's the first thing that popped into my brain.
Rise and shine.
Rise and shine.
Oh my gosh. That is just one of those things. Brittany and I were just talking off recording about like a random YouTube moment that went viral.
Yes.
That rise and shine, like, Kylie could have never known,
honestly,
what it would become.
But that is the funniest video to me. I don't know why. But she's like, now we're gonna go wake up Stormy. Just her standing
and just, like,
there.
Just whips that one out. Like, literally shine. Just standing. The baby in the crib.
Knocked out. Like, all right. I cannot handle this right now.
But it's so golden. Like, you just can't script things like that.
It's iconic.
There's a full song. Like, they have a song on YouTube.
Nuh-uh.
Like, oh, yeah.
I love the internet sometimes.
It's beautiful. Absolutely love
the internet. Do you know what else I love in this entire world?
Oh my gosh, what? Instagram?
For people to follow us on Instagram! Whoop, whoop, whoop. Instagram, YouTube, the YorkTube, and TikTok.
Please.
Yeah. TikTok, babes.
Subscribe to our YouTube. On our Insta, I usually hardly ever create like a little montage of our like little highlights of the podcast episode, so you can get a little preview, see if you want to listen. I will say we got tagged in a couple Spotify Wrapped.
I know. I started getting notifications and I was like, there were two that we were above Caller Daddy.
Are you serious?
I was like,
wow. It's truly an honor. I'm so happy to be here tonight, guys.
I would like to thank
I wasn't expecting this.
I was not expecting that video to go viral. Like, I just was not expecting it. Every time I say it.
I'm like, why do you say it? Like, we know.
Do not.
We know that you didn't expect it.
Yes.
Don't worry.
Like, wow, I woke up and I was just not expecting anything. I'm like,
just nix it. Like, it's okay if you say it, but just make sure you delete that part.
Yeah. You could say it when you're looking at your phone in the morning going, wow, I really didn't expect this video to go viral. And then you click and say, this is an update. There is no update. And then everybody's going to hate you.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to get an influx of followers, and then as soon as you say there is no update, it was a joke, you're going to get an influx of unfollows.
Seriously. Numbers dropping rapidly.
I was on TikTok this morning doing my doom scrolling while I was putting my makeup on, and this guy, he was, like, telling a story, and, like, the way that he was telling a story, it was, like, he had a way of, like, keeping you engaged, like, the speed in which he talked was the perfect speed, like, just, you know, details that made you, like, envision whatever. And then as soon as it got to the good part, he was like, come back for part two. I blocked him.
You blocked him?
I did. I blocked him. Because
Ruthless.
I'm like, I can't handle that. Because, of course, well, actually, first I said, because I genuinely can't help it, I went to search for part two. So I went and searched, and then he's like, where did I leave off again? When it was so obvious that he took the video, posted it, and then immediately went and clicked the plus sign to do a video again.
Same background. Same background,
same outfit, same dangly earring, same everything, right? I'm like, okay, you know exactly where you left. People in the comments even said something. They were like, bro, seriously?
Ridiculous.
Like, that's crazy.
There's way more of a chance of people forgetting if you wait that long than if you just, like, follow up. Like, please just do us all a favor.
Like, I understand why you break it up into two.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. Coming from, like, a strategic standpoint, I get it. You're trying to bring in the followers. You're trying to get that engagement. You're trying to be like, keep, 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 keep. I totally understand. I get it. So, but either put it all in one video, or wait, like, 10 minutes and then upload the second one. Do it all in one day.
You can even do a few hours. A few hours. Like, let it get some traction.
Right.
But if you wait a few days, like, unless it's going crazy viral, it will probably fall off at some point.
Exactly.
So just, like, strike while the iron's hot. That's what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh. Just had to give a little lesson there. Two pros, okay?
Speaking of a story, guess what happened to me the other night?
What?
I have a story. It's kind of a long one, so prepare yourself.
Okay.
No part two all in one. So So the other night, so the past couple of Amazon purchases that I've made, like I did some Black Friday shopping and Cyber Monday shopping, and so you know the guy that I usually dog sit for, the whole battery fiasco. So I had sent one package to his house one time, and for some reason my Amazon is like hyper focused on his address, which does not make any sense to me, but whatever. So I accidentally sent like five packages over to his house. And by the time that I had realized it, it was too late to change the address. Like it had already been shipped. So I'm like, great. So, long story short, I text him, I'm like, hey, I'm coming to the house. I sent packages. He's like, it's no big deal, just come grab them anytime. I said, cool. So it was on Monday. I was like, I need to go to the grocery store because of Thanksgiving. I have no groceries in my house. Like, if I eat another slice of turkey, I might, like, I can't do this anymore. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
there comes a time when like even the leftovers are.
Yes, you're like, you cannot do leftover mashed potatoes and turkey anymore. So then I was like, I'm gonna go to the store. So I made myself a little list and I was like, okay, I'm gonna go to his house, I'm gonna grab the package off the porch, and I'm gonna go on my merry way. So I pull up in front of the house, I get out of the car, my car's still running, get out of the car, realize that whoever was, because Mike was not, the guy's name is Mike, the Mike was out of town, and he had another girl dog sitting for him, because he asked me if I could, and I told him I couldn't, because I couldn't, work is crazy for me this week. So I called him and to give him a heads up, like, hey, just a heads up, like, I think whoever is dog sitting for you brought my package in the house. I'm like, so I'm going into your house and getting it just in case she calls you freaking out that somebody's walking in your house. So, I walk in and I do my like, hello, it's Brittany. Like, just making sure that nobody's there. There wasn't a car in the driveway, but I just wanted to at least make sure. So nobody said anything. The dogs are jumping all over me doing their thing. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to get my car is still running at this point. I'm like, I'm going to get my package. I'm going to go. I'm looking around. I'm flipping lights on. Can't find it. The dogs got into my package. But guess what the package was?
Beauty blenders?
It was vitamins. The dogs
Course.
ate. There were 120 capsules in a bottle. They ate 100 capsules
Of what?
of my PCOS vitamins, of my hormone vitamins.
Shut up.
So I immediately go pick the bottle up. It's all chewed, dented up. They ripped open the package. Like, and it wasn't a box. Like, it was one of those, like, bubble mailer looking things. They ripped it
Dude.
clean open. They ripped the cap off. They ripped the little, like, plastic thing. There was not. What's insane, Sophia, is that the cap is still missing. Don't know where the cap is. Cap is gone. And the little, like, the little kind of, like sticker almost on top of like a vitamin or like a pill bottle that you have to like it's like child lock to rip it off. It was clean, ripped off. There was no like bite holes. It was almost like somebody had taken it and peeled it off. I'm like,
They took
that's
their
weird.
little tooth and
Yeah, but the bottle was completely chewed up. I picked it up. I counted how many capsules were left. There were 20 capsules left. So I immediately call him. And I said, hey, and I explained what happened. And he is like, oh my God. And I was like, yeah. And he was just like, Brittany, I need you to take them to the emergency vet. I'm like, okay, great. So he's like, Brittany, you need to call pet poison control, because apparently that's a thing. They have a poison control hotline for pets. No idea. So he's like, you need to call the poison control hotline to get them to like, to walk you through what to do. And he's like, I'm in Pennsylvania. Like, I can't just hop in the car and come down. He was like, I'm in a rental. I'm in Pennsylvania for business. I'm like, okay. So I call my dad. I'm like on the verge of tears because I'm freaking out. Granted, none of this is my fault, but at the same time, I'm like,
You just wanted to go to the grocery
I just wanted
store.
to go to the grocery store. So I was
Like,
like,
I have to go to the emergency
I
vet.
probably should go turn my car off. So I run out. I turn my car off. I'm on the phone with my dad. I was like, Dad, like, I don't know what to do. Like, I need you to come over and help me. Like, I don't know. And he just goes, okay, like, I'll come over. I'm like, cool. So he comes over to the house. He's talking to the owner. He's talking to Mike on the phone. I'm on the phone with poison control. And she's asking me all these questions. Like, how old are the dogs? What breed? How much do they weigh? Do they have any medical history? Are they spayed and neutered? Like, what did they get into? What are the ingredients? Like, I'm going through everything. And luckily, because I've been dog sitting for him for so long, like, I knew basically all the answers, which was nice. But anyway, so she's like, okay, so this is what you need to do. She's like, you need to induce vomiting. She's like, this is how we need to do it. Blah, blah, blah. But then eventually Mike texted me and he was like, hey, the emergency vet is expecting you. Just take them. Oh, I'm like, sick. I'm like, okay, great. So I just wasted 30 minutes of me on the phone with this woman telling them basically.
You don't have to induce their vomiting.
Valid. That's what I was scared of. I was like, God bless America. I'm like, of course, of all things, he wants me to induce vomiting. So I'm like, okay. So my dad and I, we loaded the dogs up. We took his car because we took Mike's car because he left his car at the house. And we're like, we're taking your car, dude. Whatever. So we drive to the emergency vet. My dad and I are sitting in the waiting room for over an hour. And eventually, turns out the ingredients, because it's technically like a multivitamin, the ingredients that were in the multivitamin are not harmful to dogs.
Love.
The only thing that they were concerned about was the amount of, because on the bottle it says vitamin D is in the supplements, and apparently vitamin D in such a large dosage in dogs is bad.
Okay.
So they were like, we're just concerned about the fact that there is vitamin D in the actual supplement, so we're going to have to run some tests. But turns out there's only like 10 micrograms of the vitamin D. So they were like, we're not worried about it. Like, it's not in a lethal dose. They're like, the only thing that we're worried about is the cap. But the dogs threw up and turns out they're fine. They're fine now. But yeah, so what was supposed to be a quick run to the grocery store, I got to his house at 6 o'clock. I did not get home until after 10.
Dude, nice to know those dogs are still on the same shit. They literally, I was over there when that happened. That was like 3 years ago now. Yeah. 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
I could never live like that. I'll say it. I could never live like that. Could never live like that.
He's like, I don't care the cost. He's like, you do whatever you need to do. If they need to keep them overnight for observation, like, you do whatever is necessary. I'm like, okay.
I mean, I get it. Like, save your dog's life. But I cannot live day to day like that. Like, right. Can't even get a package delivered. I would get Caesar Milan, the dog whisperer, up in
literally,
that house.
Literally. And I told him, I said, have you talked to the girl? Like, what happened? I was like, did she just, like, leave it somewhere and forget? And he was like, she feels awful. And, like, but apparently she just left it on the kitchen counter. But when you leave it on the counter, you have to leave it in a very specific spot to where they can't get to it. And she left it just clean on the counter. So Nova's gotten bigger.
Yeah.
She's not a puppy anymore. I mean, she's technically still is, but, like, she's gotten bigger. Yeah. So all she has to do is get up on her hind legs and just and snatch it off the freaking thing. So I was like, I don't know who ate what, because I came in and
it's shredded. Yeah.
It's shredded. And there was white dust everywhere.
Oh my gosh. I didn't even think about that part.
Yeah. There was white pill dust everywhere.
I know that did not taste good. You got, like, that had right. to be gross for them.
Right. But dogs are, in the, you know, the lady was like, on the poison control. I'm like trying to laugh to keep from crying because I'm freaking out. And the lady on poison control, she goes, if they don't take the hydrogen peroxide, because apparently you have to give the dogs hydrogen peroxide to induce the vomiting. She's like, if they don't take the hydrogen peroxide, then you can put it in peanut butter. I said, girl, they ate 100 capsules. I said, if you put anything that could be remotely construed as them getting fed, they will eat it.
Yeah, you could probably just put it in their water bowl.
I was literally going to just take it in a spoon and just say, lick it. Like, that's what I was going to do.
Yeah.
And be like, drink it. Or either that or, like, tell them to sit, open their, like, and when they get their treat, I was going to shove it down their throat. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, but the dogs were fine. I brought them home. I gave them both a treat. I said, y'all are terrible.
Great work today, guys.
Yeah, great work. Great job, champ. And then I
know it's been a long day for you.
I know, like, I hope you
tuck in with this treat.
I hope you can relax after the long, stressful day that you've had. Like, dag.
That's just so funny because you literally just wanted to grab the package and go to the grocery store.
Yes, and it turned into a whole ordeal.
Dude, I hate that for you.
Me too. I was like, daggone.
And thank God the dogs were okay, obviously.
Oh, they're that goes fine. Without saying. But at this
point, they're resilient. I'm like, that cap, they could have eaten 5 caps and they probably would have been fine. Those dogs have eaten so much stuff.
Oh, I know.
I'm sure.
And Mike is like, normally they just throw it up and everything's fine. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, good luck. Like, love you know it. What I mean? Good love luck.
That's so funny.
Daggone it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So that was my eventful Monday night.
Okay, wait. Have you seen Wicked yet?
No.
Are you going to see Wicked? Okay, but why did you sound exactly like her?
You shut up. No.
There wasn't a crackle or anything. You absolutely just bodied that. I can't believe it. Run it back.
Cynthia, I'm coming for your job. That is so funny. No, I don't think I'm going to go. I'm not a musical person.
I'm indifferent. Like, I think right. If someone wanted me to go, I probably would, but I don't know if I'm going to go out of my way.
Right. Like, low-key, though, Defying Gravity makes me cry. Not going to lie. Right. It, like, makes me tear up a little bit. Whenever I hear somebody sing it, I'm kind of like, wow. Because I'm like, the fact that they can do that with their voice is crazy.
It is. Oh, yeah.
There's this one woman. I can't remember her name. I think her name is Jessica. She... like Jessica Velez or something like that. What are their names? Glenda and, Alphabet. No, I'm just kidding. And she was Alphabet, and whenever she sang that, like whenever she sang Defying Gravity, like I have one of their videos, like one of her videos saved of her singing it because it's so good. And I keep going back to listen to it. Because it's just so good. It makes me tear up because I'm like, wow, she did it so effortlessly.
That's beautiful. Yeah, they are powerhouses, the both of them. The vocals on Cynthia and Ariana, like, absolutely insane. That reminds me, did you ever, I guess if you didn't like musicals, you probably didn't see The Greatest Showman?
Oh, I did.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I do like that one.
That song, Never Enough, like that, that will make me cry.
Yes.
Never enough. So good. So good.
Oh, I do.
Oh my God, I'm like actually eating chills like right? Got it.
Oh my funny. You know the girl who originally sang it went on America's Got Talent?
Oh, really?
Yeah, she went on amazing. America's Got Talent. She was like, "I'm actually the voice of Never Enough on The Greatest Showman." And everybody's like, "Say what?" And then she just goes, "Yeah, let me sing it." And just like, you know, because, like, how a lot of people, when they want to belt, they, like, basically break their jaw in order to belt out the song.
Yeah.
She just, never enough. Like, just, you know, just.
Wow.
You got to look it up.
Effortless.
You got to look it up. America's Got Talent. Greatest Showman. Never Enough. You got to do it because it's fire. Like, the voice crack in it, too. Oh, amazing. If I could sing like that, y'all would be sick of me.
If I could sing, period, like, if I could open my mouth and something good was going to come out.
Right.
Every song.
Every song. Everything. Literally everything. That's so funny that you brought up singing because that was one of my bullet points.
Oh my gosh, really?
That I wanted to talk about. And this was, like, kind of like a story leading into a question.
Okay.
So, just thinking about it just, like, like, makes me cringe. So, okay. It was when, oh God, what's that song? It's like, been there, done that, messed around. I'm not having fun. Don't put me down. I never let you spin me off my feet.
This bulletproof.
Bulletproof. Okay.
Okay.
So that was when that era, that was when that song, like, basically first came out. I was in high school when it came out.
Okay.
And I remember I was in class with some people and I was like, I was being goofy. Like, I wasn't actually like,
Sitting there,
I wasn't like, oh my God, I'm just goofy. But like, so I was like, you know, I was with my friends and it was stuck in my head and I was like being funny. Like, you know, so I wasn't remotely trying to sing, right? I was just being funny. And this girl that I was friends with, like I considered her a friend, she looked at me dead in the face and she goes, "You know, you can't sing, right?" I was like, I wasn't trying to, you know what I mean? I was like, I'm just, I'm just here. But, stoic, dead, like, you know you can't sing, right? I'm like,
I'm Miss sad.
Miss Girl. What?
That is crazy.
So that leads to my question. Is there a time that you've been just like humbled so badly? Like somebody said something to you that made you like stop in your tracks. Like, I cannot believe you just said that.
Oh my gosh. Oh no. Oh my gosh. I have to ask my sister.
Oh, that's so
I know Eva's gonna know.
Funny.
I'm trying to think if there was ever a time that I tried to sing and someone told me I can't. I just know that growing up, my sister had a good singing voice and like I didn't. Like, I feel like my mom kind of told me like,
no,
your sister can sing. Oh, just your sister.
Your sister has a really great voice.
Yeah. No, but I'm trying to think of time I've been humbled. Okay, let me think on it. That's crazy. Sick. Did you ever talk to that girl again after she said?
Dead ass. After graduation, no sort of no communication whatsoever. Like,
wait, what grade were you in when this happened?
God, what year did Bulletproof come out?
Oh, let yeah. The way I have to ask my sister like what happens in my life, because I truly don't remember.
That's so funny. It came out in 2009.
Okay, so...
So I was in high school. So I was definitely... I was in high school from 2010 to 2014.
Oh.
So it was, like, so fairly... Yeah, I was still, like, fairly new.
Yeah.
When it came out.
She said, you know you can't sing, right?
No, just, like, straight up, like, you know you can't sing, right? I was, like...
Painful.
Whoa!
Do Pump you...
the break, sister.
Have you seen the videos about, like, Ariana and Cynthia together?
It's so funny.
It is. Like, are they messing with us?
But I did see, at first, I was like, okay, I feel like they're crying every interview they do. Like, I'm holding space for this. Like, that internet meme going on right now.
Dude, it's like an SNL skit.
Literally. But then they're... But then I did see a video and it kind of like low-key made me feel bad because like not bad, but kind of like, oh, that checks out. That makes sense. Because Cynthia was doing an interview and she was like, whenever Ariana is feeling like nervous or overwhelmed, like her go-to, like her number one love language is physical touch. So apparently when she just like feels overcome with emotion or when she's like nervous or just, you know, when she starts feeling a lot of like overwhelming feelings, like, you can see interviews of her grabbing or, like, trying to find Cynthia's hand. So yeah. Then they'll be holding hands and you can just kind of see her kind of, like ground, I guess.
Okay.
So, and then they, somebody made a whole compilation of it. And it was, like, Cynthia during the interview. And then the compilation was Ariana, like, holding her hand out or Ariana, like, you know, like, looking around and, like, moving her hand and, like, you know, to hold her hand.
Yeah.
So...
That it just to me is just like, I don't know. I kind of feel bad now that you were saying that it's like a
right because at first everybody's thing. Like, yeah, because at first everybody's like, what are they doing? Like, why are they holding hands so much and blah blah blah. Have you seen the skits of Nara Smith and Lucky?
Oh yes,
hilarious.
Literally whipping her with the kitchen towel.
I love the parody skits of like that dude recreating. So freaking funny.
Yeah, they are, I love them though. Every time her video comes up, I'm like, oh, yes.
Right?
Like, I love it.
My kids said that they wanted, my kids weren't
feeling. Yeah, the well, whisper so I'm sometimes.
Making, I'm making cough drops from scratch. 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 Like, scratch.
Sometimes I'm like, like, clear the right? throat. Like,
right. Oh, God. When you can just, when you, oh, speaking of that, when you can hear somebody talk and you just hear the phlegm in their throat and all you want to do is go.
I usually do like without, like, it's just like a response. Like I go ahead and do it hoping that they will do it.
Hoping that. I don't think I've ever had an original experience. I don't think I've ever had an original experience.
Seriously, or, like, if someone has something on their lip, like, I'll, like, go like this, like, to mine. Right. And then, like, just hope that maybe they,
like, subconsciously want to do it too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And that's just who I am.
I have a we listen and we don't judge.
Oh my thing, gosh, please.
Because I did this earlier tonight.
Okay.
And I don't feel bad about it.
Wait, you. Oh, okay.
I did this thing. Mm-hmm. So we listen and we don't judge.
We listen, we don't judge.
Okay. I made dinner tonight. It's 20 degrees outside. I wanted soup. Mm-hmm. I made roasted garlic and tomato soup tonight for dinner. It was really good.
Yummy.
I made a grilled cheese. I grabbed the bread and half of the bread was moldy. And the other half was not.
Yeah.
So I still used it. But just I used, but there were some pieces that weren't, that had no mold on it. Okay. That makes you feel a lot better. Cause it was just like, I didn't realize it until I like grabbed the slices and I was making the grilled cheese and I looked over and it's just like on the side of the loaf. And I audibly went, oh, and then I looked at my slices and I was like, okay, we're good.
Yeah, false alarm. Okay. Maybe.
Who knows?
Yeah, no.
I will find out. And no, I'm just kidding.
I have, like, fully, like, if there's, like, a spot of mold, I've, like, taken my knife and, like, cut out a little square where the mold
okay,
is.
Okay, I've done the same thing. Okay, just perfect. I have done the exact same thing.
Yeah, because I'm like, surely it can't spread. Like, my concept of, like, germs and stuff is just, like, I honestly think that, like, I have to put on hand sanitizer every time I pump my gas.
Oh, yeah.
But then I grab my phone and, like, am on my phone.
Right.
And our phones are, like, the dirtiest things in the entire. But, like, if I don't have that hand sanitizer, I'm going to get sick. In my mind, I'm like, sore throat tomorrow.
Sore throat tomorrow.
Surely.
Where's the Mucinex?
Yeah.
So funny.
Okay, wait. I was going to say something about Cynthia and, oh, what's her name?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No. You're fine. You're fine. Like, I love this. We always go all around, like, a little pinball machine.
Yes.
I've been seeing videos of people, like, insinuating that something bad happened on set. Have you seen that?
No.
And that's why they're, like, so emotional, and they're crying all the time. And I also saw, now this is, I hate that I'm even, like, repeating this, but I think that it's a problem. Because there is one thing to say, like, something bad happened on set, and they're crying, but it's another thing to be, like, and that's why she's so skinny. And, like, and that's why, and, like, there's been rumors she's, like, been fainting on set and stuff like that. I really think the weight thing is just, and I've noticed this with Nessa Barrett too. Do you know who that is?
I do.
She even put out a video. Yeah, yep. Recently. And she's just like, why do people have to comment? Like, can you please not? Like,
right.
It's just, it should not be that hard. So I don't want to feed into the stuff about Ariana, like, being super skinny, but I do. I'm just like, it's just crazy to me. Like, their attachment to each other is so funny. Watching it honestly feels like an SNL skit. Like, the holding space moment where the interview is like, yeah, there's been some people commenting online, you know, they're holding space. And she's like,
oh, wow. I didn't.
Oh, they're holding. Like,
I didn't realize they were doing that.
Yeah, like, what? I can't believe you're telling me this. It's comical, dude.
And now people are taking that, and like every TikTok people are like, I'm holding space for this. And I'm like, that's perfect.
I googled it when I heard it. I'm like, what is holding space? Like, that's what even
so funny.
And I guess it means like you're leaving room to like interpret it in like a way that means something for you. And like, I have no clue.
I couldn't tell you.
It's just too much for me, but I love to watch it.
Right?
I'm just like, yes, another interview video. Yes, thank you.
Like, thank God. Thank God. Do you have any other TikTok rabbit holes you've been going down lately?
Honestly, what I did was I just looked at my likes and that just popped right up and I was like, okay, I love them.
Have you seen the Nurse Hannah stuff?
Yes.
Miss 17 Diapers. I haven't seen everything, but I've gotten little tidbits.
Okay.
I haven't gone down like the actual like rabbit hole.
Right.
I just see that everybody and their mother is freaking out about what's going on.
I'm the same way. Like, I've just seen a few videos here and there, but I think I'm like, something's not right. Like, I can draw that.
But at the same time, I'm like, okay, a part of me gets frustrated because I'm like, it's, I don't know. It's in my brain, it feels like it's so obviously rage bait. Like, a part of me thinks that it's just like so obviously rage bait and people are feeding into it. Mm. Like, it's kind of like, I don't understand why y'all are getting so mad when I'm like, this is obviously rage bait. But then at the same time, I've seen other videos of like little tidbits and now I'm like, okay, maybe it is a mixture of rage bait and maybe it's a mixture of delusion.
What is her rage bait stuff?
Like the whole, like, 17 diaper thing.
Wait, I haven't heard exactly 17 diapers. I saw a video where she said she doesn't change her kids' diapers when they pee.
Right, I saw that.
What is the 17 diaper
thing? I feel like that's rage bait. You know what I mean? But yeah. There are some incompetent parents that don't actually do that. But I'm like, there's no way that she would just openly go admit that online.
Right, and it was there's a video no solely way. Dedicated to saying that.
Yes, like, and then, it's almost like, it's like, at this point, the internet's been around for a long time, right? And at this point, the internet is such a, I guess you can even say specifically TikTok, like, it's such a, what's the word I'm looking for? It's like, people use it to their advantage, in a way, you know what I mean? Like, if something goes wrong, I'm gonna threaten to post a TikTok about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's like, because TikTok is such, like, I don't, like, my the first word that pops in my head, it's detrimental, but that's not right. It's, like, it's so saturated, and people are on it, and they, like, from, you could slip up and say one thing, or, like, one old tweet comes out, or whatever, and your life is over in a matter of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So she openly says that she's a nurse, right? And then she's going to come online and willingly say something to put her child in danger in the sense of not changing your kid's diaper. Like, it doesn't take a mother, a parent, a rocket scientist to know that if you don't change your kid's diaper, there is risk for infection.
Right.
Like, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that. So it's like, it has to be rage bait because she knows that it's influential. I think that's the word I was looking for. Like, because in one drop of a hat, your life could change. People are reporting her to the nurses board.
Yeah.
People have called CPS on her. The whole 17 diaper thing was she made a video saying, let's walk around my house and see how many dirty diapers are laying around. 17.
Is that a lot? I think that's a lot.
Well, right? Like, all out at once. Yeah, like, just, like, laid around the house. She counted 17 diapers. So it's, like, people are, like, that's disgusting. Like, why are you, like, why are there 17 dirty diapers just laying around your house? If they were, like, properly disposed in, like, a bag and just sitting on the counter and I forgot to take it out, like, that's completely different. But they were, like, diapers. Like, dirty diapers.
Yeah. No, that's gross. Do you think that's rage bait?
Like, I think that might have been. Honestly, because in my head, I'm like, okay, she's falling off, right? She wants to boost some videos. Because apparently she's been around for a long time, but now she's just coming back into fruition because of the fact that she wasn't getting that much engagement. So she may have taken the diapers out of her trash can, laid them around the house, and said, let's see how many diapers I can get off the floor. That's just a theory of mine.
Right. Honestly, you're right. And it could be a mix of both. I saw the video about the diaper thing. I also saw a video where she was in Walmart and the husband was handing the kid something. And the kid is sitting in the shopping cart in, like, the front section. And the dad is just, like, putting a box of frozen food in, and it's, like, heading towards the kid's head, and the kid immediately puts his hands up, like, oh, no, like, to protect himself. That, to me, I'm like, okay, that's undeniable. I don't, like, right?
Yes. That is where that's kind of like, because that was my first time. Like, I'd never heard of this girl before. Right? Never heard of her.
Same.
Like, could not tell you who she was. But then the second that video popped up, because people were reacting to it and like seeing the child's like behavior and the mm-hmm. face, like it wasn't just a quick like a jump, like you scared me. It was like a hands covering, like eyes fluttering, like flustered yes. look.
Yeah.
So it's like now, and then she came on, she was like, I cannot believe that I have to make an explanation about this. Like, we play around in rough house with our kids all the time, blah, blah, blah. So then like people are making response videos and being like, and like setting up a camera, and then they go to their kids that are just sitting there and they like try to fake punch them and they don't punch at all. Right. And they're like, we roughhouse with our kids all the time. They don't flinch like that.
Yeah.
They don't recoil and have that reaction.
In a Walmart. Like, it's not right. like y'all are in an altercation. Like, you're simply putting something into a cart. But the fact that his hands are getting that close to you, like, that little kid knew, oh my gosh, this is, like, familiar to me. Like, let me cover myself. That, yeah, that's messed up. And I also saw the videos of, you know, moms like waving their hands in front of the kids. And then I started thinking, I babysit 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 year old kids. All the times that I've like reached in front of them or like put something down, like they never flinch. Like that is truly a learned, like something is going on type deal. And I also saw a video where she was just like complaining about like my son woke up at 7:30 instead of 10:30, and like she was just pissed off at him, it seemed.
Right.
And she just gives off this kind of like angry persona. I'm like, maybe she's trying to be relatable and like tired housewife, like, or tired working mom. I don't know. It just, what you said about the internet is true. Like, the stuff you put out there, you have to expect that people are going to take it and run with it. Exactly. And they're going to draw their own conclusions. I also saw a video of this man finding out, like with a simple Google search, found her husband, found that he was a realtor, found the company he works for, found the house that they bought. Like, you saw it. Like,
I did.
Yeah. He called CPS on them. Like, yeah. And maybe that was the right thing to do, but also, You set yourself up for it by posting all this stuff. Even, and especially if it's a joke, shame on you. Like
there are people that are actually going through that right now.
Yes.
So, like, the fact that she's like, oh, it's satire. I'm like, what part of that is satire? And there was another, there were a couple other videos that I saw where she was complaining that it was absolutely freezing outside, right? Like, you saw the coat situation. The jacket,
yes.
Where she was complaining about a $35 toddler coat. I'm like, if you're complaining about $35, then go somewhere else to find the, like, there's like a kid to kid that like gears towards families that don't have a lot of money, or like, you know, like a consignment shop for, like, they have kid sections in Goodwill. Yes. They have kid sections at what's the other one called? Salvation Army, at thrift stores, at consignment shops. Like, there's so many options. Ross and TJ Maxx, hello? Like, there's so many things to choose from. Yet, you're going to make a video talking about how your child is cold. Your child even said, Mommy, I'm cold, I think. Like, I'm pretty sure there was, like, a video. He was like, Mommy, I'm cold. And she was like, I know, like, whatever. Like, trying to take his brother's coat because he's cold.
Yes, that's what it was.
I'm like, what is happening right now?
That also, I'm like, I don't know. I feel like she might just be dumb. Like, and mean. Like, that's not to say that what she's doing is not mean. I'm not excusing it by her just being dumb, but like, maybe she truly is just like
dense.
Exactly. Like, how do you not know to like not put this on the internet? Like, your kid is like, I'm cold, and you're like, you can't have a jacket. Like, what? Like,
right,
read
like
the room.
Right. Like, you can't
act like that.
You can't.
No.
And it's like, if she walks around with this mentality that nothing bad can ever happen to her,
seriously,
just wait till CPS is going to come knocking on the door, and wait until the board of nurses is going to call you in to get your license revoked.
And they will.
Then what are you going to do?
Imagine exactly. How many people have reported her at this point.
I can't even imagine.
All over TikTok.
Yeah.
Dude.
Apparently countless people have been reporting her.
I'm
like, at this point, natural selection, you're doing it to yourself.
Exactly. And it unearthed something that could be a lot deeper, like this whole like abuse of the child.
Like that one, do you remember, this is completely off topic, but like, speaking of abuse, that one like influencer mom
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? The YouTuber? About? Yes, the YouTuber.
She's, like, getting sentenced now. Like, yeah, she's, like, fully...
Yes, like, fully... The house was, like, pretty much a prison. Found a kid in the closet. Mother knew about it. Like, grandma knew about it, which is insane.
Unbelievable.
It's just, like, you never know what's going on behind closed doors. Like... I don't know. That's why, like, family vloggers, to me, are just, like, too much. Like, if you want, like, family-based content, that's fine. But, like, don't exploit your kids from it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and that's another thing. Like, when parents, like, record their children's meltdowns.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
That drives me nuts. Because I'm, like, the kid is obviously a I don't have children, obviously. But the kid... is like toddlers, that's the reason why they have mental breakdowns, is because they're feeling a lot of big emotions for the first time because their brain's developing. So it's like, you know, like all the parts of the brain that control different, you know, and nerve endings and all these things that are controlling different emotions, they're slowly starting to develop. So now they're having tantrums because they can't, you know, sleep with a hanger in bed. You know what I mean? Like, just, like, stupid small things. But it's, like, the kid is having an emotional meltdown, and all you're doing is shoving a camera in their face. Like, what has the world come to that we feel like that we need to post on the internet of your child having a meltdown?
Yeah. I think it's one thing to do it in, like, a quick, funny video, but to, like, do it and also show frustration with the child and, like, yeah, look at him. Like, look, he's just crying. Like, kids cry over some dumb things sometimes, and I've seen some funny videos of kids just, like,
oh, yeah,
kids. Like you said, just, sure, like, they're developing. Like, they don't know how to process all these emotions. Like, we're adults. Like, we see things completely differently than them and on a much more complex scale. Everything is very simple to them when they're that young. But, like, yep, putting a camera in their face when they're crying, sad. I hate sad. Right. I always, when I see videos like that, I'm just like, oh, I don't like it. It just makes me feel
right
sad, like, for icky, the kid. Yes.
Like, I feel like I'm intruding. Like, this is just, this is just something that needs to be dealt with off camera.
Yeah.
But I can't handle it. I really can't. But the ones that I do love is that Wicked, when people, like, record their kids and then they put the,
over, oh, them screaming.
Oh, I'll have to send you one. It's so funny because, like, it'll be parents, like, sneakily recording their kids having a breakdown and then, like, their mouths are open.
Yeah.
But then it, like, looks like they're doing the riff from Wicked. And it's so freaking funny. That one is hilarious. Yeah. Love that. But, like, especially if your kids don't know that you're recording them, that's funny. But it's just, like, I don't know.
Another funny children crying is when Jimmy Kimmel, like, yearly does the tell your kids you ate their Halloween candy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's, like, two OG years of that, like, I don't know. It was probably, like, 2018 or, like, something. I don't know. It was a while ago. My sister and I still quote to this day a line that, like, one of the kids said because it was so freaking funny. I haven't seen it in recent years, but... I just love it. Like, kids just say the darndest things.
I know. And then there's those, other kids that are like, that's okay.
Like, yeah. Like, okay, mom. Like,
okay.
I'm like, okay, great. Now I'm crying.
Right? And it's like, I was kidding. Like, I actually didn't. Like,
so cute.
I know.
Wow. Yes, I had seen a little bit of that Nurse Hannah TikTok drama. Oh my gosh, you know who I have been loving? My new favorite influencer?
Tell me.
Malibu Paytas. Malibu Barbie Paytas.
Oh, I'll say who?
I love that little girl. Trisha Paytas' daughter is so funny. Have you seen any videos of her?
No.
She's probably, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 years old.
Wow.
But she is, since watching her mom, like, vlog and stuff, whenever she's, like, in front of the camera, she starts and just is like, hi, guys, this noodle, like, when she's eating noodle. Hi, guys, this Elvis, her sister. Hi, guys, this Malibu with daddy. Like, hi, guys, hi. It's always hi, guys. It's so freaking cute.
That is adorable.
I gotta show a video. She said, hi, guys, this is baby Elvis. I'm in a rocking chair with Malibu or something like that.
That is so cute.
I love her to death. Trisha, like, set up the camera and let her do, like, a one-minute video of her eating, like, buttered noodles. And she's just, like, going through everything. Hi, guys, this is this. Hi, guys, this is that. I'm like, can I follow her? Like, does she have an Instagram?
Right. Like, where's her TikTok page?
I freaking love that kid. Oh. That's I'm also so just so happy cute. For Trisha because I feel like she is truly, like, at her best mm-hmm. time in her entire life.
Yeah.
She has been through so much. OG YouTuber. Another yes. one.
That's another one.
Hall of Famer.
Oh, wow.
Dude, I remember watching her when her username was still, like, Blonde Sundoll for MJ. And she lived in, like, wow. her Los Angeles apartment. Like, no lip injections. Like... Wow. OG, like, no perks, nothing. Crazy extension, still trying to be an actress. Like, she has been around.
That's crazy.
She's lived, like, a million different lives on the internet.
Do you know who else? Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say she has a What Do You Meme pack that's, like, Trisha memes now. You know that, or not, Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, something. Oh, that is so good.
She has a whole Trisha, like, extension pack.
I love something. That.
Yeah.
That's yeah. so fun.
Okay, sorry, you go ahead.
No, it's okay. There's this influencer that gets so much hate and I don't know why. Reagan777.
I love her.
She gets so much crap from people and it breaks my heart.
What do
She's
you see?
She's just living. She moved to Dallas and she got an apartment and she is fully refurnishing her apartment. So she's getting, like, the super nice glasses, dishes, pots and pans. They're all Callaway. So they're already, like, hundreds and thousands of dollars worth of, you know, pots and pans and plates and things. Whatever. But, like, she's just, like, her dad came over to help mount her TV. She's, like, furnishing everything. She put up her Christmas tree. Like, the whole night. Like, she's just doing what an influencer does. And everybody is coming at her in the comments being like, I like, oh, to be rich, you're so out of touch, like, you know, oh, like, why didn't you bring any of your stuff from your old apartment, like, blah blah blah, like, I can't believe you're just starting over new, yada yada yada. And I'm like, who cares? Like, it's not your money. Relax. No. I'm like, if she wants to spend her money the way that she wants to spend it, so be it, dude. She's making money. Y'all are feeding into the algorithm that is paying her money. Hello? It's just insane. She got her lip filler dissolved.
Yes, I saw
it
that.
It looks so good.
That's a trend right now, I'm calling it. Like, I've seen so many girls getting it dissolved.
Finally! No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm like, thin lips!
It's going around. No, I think it's ridiculous because all these people in the comments, if they had the money that she has, they'd be doing the exact same thing. And probably less responsible because I know that she is on her shit and she budgets. Like, I know she is not being crazy. She's not just, like, splashing out all this cash and whatever. Like, if she wants to get some nice dishes, let her. Like, what?
Like, every video that I've seen, she's just in her house.
Seriously, she's so chill. I love her. I love watching her videos.
Like, it just breaks my heart the amount of just, like,
grief. Unnecessary
hate that she's getting. And then that whole fiasco about her freaking cat and people are coming out. Did you see that?
Oh my god, yes.
Yeah, people are lying. Coming out from the woodwork, like, oh, like, now you're saying something. Like, why did you wait 3 years to come out and say something when, you know, TikTok is so influential?
Yeah.
And it can get stuff, like, persuasive. You can really do some damage, whatever. I'm like, you're just now saying something?
I hate that. And you can see it from a mile away.
Exactly. People are feeding into it, being like, well, I cannot believe. It's like, because they imagine they believe the first thing that they read. They read one sentence from one random person that's not a credible source or not from the horse's mouth. And then they're like, oh, breaking news. It has to be true. It's like... So yeah, it just makes me so sad seeing the amount of crap that she's getting over literally just living her life. There's nothing wrong with, like, wanting to start fresh.
No.
And having the money to do it. She's got the money to do it. Let her be.
Seriously. Like, she moved away from LA. Oh my gosh, my Siri thought I just said Siri. She moved away from LA. Like, she's not in, like, the mainstream influencer culture of gotta move to LA to be someone. Mm-hmm. She's moving back home. I love her relationship with her family. She's very close with them. She's going to be much happier. Mm-hmm. If she wants to furnish her apartment with all new things, why does it bother you?
Honestly.
Because, again, if you had the money, you would do it too.
Exactly.
Okay, and, like, maybe you wouldn't do it too. I don't know. I'm always thinking. Like, people are always going to say, well, I wouldn't. Like, if I wouldn't. Okay, well, she will. So, right. Like,
leave her be. Why does it matter? Spends their money differently.
You're literally just raining on her parade. It's not even anything that deserves to be, that she deserves to be bashed for.
Exactly.
She's simply living her life.
Exactly.
Crazy
and
concept.
You never know, because there are some apartments that people, like, sublet. So then it's, like, comes with furniture and all. Like, there's a girl that I know that she moved to Nashville, and the apartment that she moved in was fully furnished.
Love it.
She didn't have to bring a single, like, not even a bed. She didn't have to bring anything. She brought, like, well, obviously her own bedding, but she brought, like, her clothes, like, a couple little, like, things here or there, but dining room table, chairs, couch, bed, dressers, everything was fully furnished.
Yeah.
So it's, like, maybe that was her situation. Or not even. Maybe she just wanted to start over and get some new stuff. New beginnings.
Yeah. And maybe she sold her other stuff and made money. Like, y'all do not know.
Maybe she donated it to somebody who needed it.
That's crazy. I guess I haven't read her comments recently, but I've been watching her vlogs. I love her cleaning stuff. Like,
yeah, same.
Her filming is so satisfying.
Agreed.
I love her to death.
Every time she pops up, I should just follow her at this point. But, like, every time she just pops up, I watch and I just... I'm so in-tuned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. She's great. I feel like people don't throw out follows like they used to.
Right?
Like, when my account first started popping off, like, I don't know. I just felt like it's just too saturated, I guess, TikTok is now.
It
like,
is.
Before, people were just more generous with the follows. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, cool video, follow. Now it's, like, maybe a like, if I remember. Right. I don't even remember half the time.
Right? Yeah, I see something funny. I'm like, ha, scroll. And then I think about it later. I'm like, oh, that was so funny. And then I go back. I'm like, oh, dang it.
I know.
I was like, I never liked it.
I know. Yeah.
Hate that.
What's your week look like for the rest? Thursday, Friday?
busy. This weekend is going to be nice. But the rest of this week for work is just going to be slammed. And I'm not looking forward to it. Mm. So, like, tomorrow I have my sales meeting at 7 a.m.
Oof, virtual or in person?
Virtual, thank God.
Yeah.
If
camera
it was...
on?
No. Girl.
Okay, I'm just wondering how bad is it? Like,
girl,
how bad is it?
I'm like 6:45, I'd be laying in bed and I turn around, I'm like 6:50.
Yeah.
Join. And yeah. I'm laying there like...
Okay.
I turn my volume all the way up though, just in case like something important happens. But it's like... But I just, okay, so I'm going to vent for a second.
That's a crazy time, let me just say.
7 a.m. is crazy. Criminal.
Let's do 9. Let's do 9 and call it even.
And sometimes the meeting lasts 30 minutes. The longest meeting we ever had was 3 hours long. I'm not kidding.
Oh my God, what do you do? Like, do you get ready during that time? Like,
I literally took my phone in the shower. I'm so serious. I, like, my little suction cup, I stuck it to the wall.
Oh, yeah.
And I took a shower. I did my full face. I dried my hair. I went out to breakfast.
Brittany, be real.
I literally hand on the Bible, I went to breakfast. I literally was sitting. I was with my coworker. We were sitting there, and I had my headphones in, listening to the meeting, sitting at breakfast. I'm not even joking.
Good night.
Yeah, literally. And I remember that meeting ended and I just immediately texted the work group chat and I said, that was brutal. I said, can we never do that again? For the love of God, please.
Why? Why was it so long?
It was like they had a pop quiz and then they had to give time allotted for the people to take the pop quiz, but we didn't have to worry about it because we weren't in Northern Virginia, so we didn't have to worry about it. And then we went over the pop quiz And then we had to grade each other's papers. And then we had the sales presentation. And then we had some ABC law reminders. And then we had a wine rep come in and do a whole background story of the winery and the people who make the wine and how they make the wine and regions and temperatures and shadows and stomping on grapes and everything, this, that, and the third. And then we had like a general wine pop quiz sales stuff. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, what is my life? Like, what is happening right now?
Not to be dramatic, but.
No, literally I texted the work group chat with my boss in it. And I said, if that ever happens again, I'm quitting. I'm so serious. Like, if that ever happens again, I will not. 3 hours is 2.5 hours too long. I'm like, that's nuts. Because some of the meetings are... Okay, so the way that the kind of like beer world works is that if you're a supplier, so let's say that I own a brewery and we're just going to call it Brittany's Brewery. And let's say you own a distro company called Sophia's Distro, right? I can say, okay, here is my beer from Brittany's Brewery. I want you to pick me up and I want to distribute in these sets of counties. But then if I wanted to do 3 other counties... then I can go with a different distributor. Let's just say Eva's Distribution.
Mm-hmm.
So I do not have the rights to sell all of the beers in our portfolio. Sometimes Northern Virginia only has rights to certain beers, and we do not have rights to certain beers. So a lot of the times the sales meetings are about beer that I cannot sell.
Ugh.
That is under another distribution company. So I'm sitting there listening about freaking like, oh, just letting you know this incentive this month is for blank. Okay, that has nothing to do with me. Okay, guys, like we need to talk about the new Giant sets. I don't have a Giant down here. The grocery store, I don't have a Giant. We don't have Giants down here. Okay, next we need to talk about the resets coming up. Harris Teeters let's go through all the Harris Teeters. I don't have a Harris Teeter down here. Don't have... All right, now it's time to talk about Safeway. Don't have a Safeway. Do not have a Safeway. And literally, like, the group chat is blowing up right now being like, why are we here? Like, we're basically getting on our knees and begging to have a separate meeting.
So this is with, like, corporate. Or, like, yes. like a overarching... It's
this is
not
the
local.
Entire... This is the entire company.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah, no.
This is the entire sales team, all of the managers, all of the area managers, all of the higher-ups in the company, besides, like, HR and everything. They don't need to be there. But, yeah. Yep.
Pop quiz. You lost me at pop quiz. Pop Why quiz. Are we doing that?
And it was, like, front to back. Pop quiz.
Dude.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Talking about what are our top 5 brands. If somebody buys a half barrel of this beer and the half barrel is $165 and they want this percentage of to be their profit margin, how much would they charge? What's the equation to do that? Because there's an equation.
Wow.
Oh my god. It's literally like it's
Did you
so
have
over
to do
my
the
head.
Pop quiz?
No. Yes, but I didn't. But
Yeah, wait, how are they going to check? Like, unless
exactly.
they're like...
They were like, oh, you could just send it to us later. No.
Oh, guys, no.
I'm like, we're going to go over it. So, like, why would I do it?
Don't.
When we're just going to go over it. I'll read it and I'll mentally answer.
Yes.
But am I actually going to do it? No. No, I'm not, actually.
No. You're asking too much. And again, 7 a.m. is
It's 7 in the morning.
Crazy.
It is 7 in the morning. And they're sampling beer and wine at 7 in the morning. Which is insane.
Crazy start to the day.
Insane. Oh, I know. They're like, hey, here's some coffee and bagels. You want a glass of wine? It's like, no, actually, I don't. That's the last thing that I want.
Oh, my God.
What a beautiful way to start your morning. Am I right?
Seriously, give me a coffee.
Best part of
waking
up is wine in your cup. Dag on it.
Oh my god, can I just say I cannot wait to make a hot coffee in the morning and dip a cookie in the coffee.
Ooh, you did make cookies.
I made these like chocolate cookies and you put a peppermint Hershey kiss in the middle. So I guess it's like a different version of like the peanut butter cookie with the chocolate Hershey kiss. Uh-huh. It's like the Christmas version.
Cute.
And they're so cute. I put them on my Instagram if anyone cares. And I posted a video if anyone cares.
Just in case you care.
Just in case anyone cares. But yeah, I just had like a little urge to bake tonight. I don't know. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, I made my tomato soup.
Love it.
So good. It was the best. I think it was the best batch I've ever made.
Ooh. But yeah, you've made it so many times. You probably just keep getting better.
I just keep tweaking it.
Yeah.
Every time. And it truly has, like, I really feel like this time I've, like, perfected it. Because I use so much garlic, and I think that's what makes it really, really good.
Yeah.
But this time I roasted a garlic bulb.
Oh.
So then when the tomatoes, and then also what I did is this time around, I added carrots because the carrots kind of cut the acidity a little bit.
Okay.
So I added some carrots. I shaved them.
Yeah.
I shaved the carrots and then I chopped them up and sauteed it with celery and onions. And a couple pieces of garlic. And then I quartered the tomatoes and then I got two garlic bulbs. And then I roasted those. Mm. But I don't think I roasted the garlic long enough. Because you know, you're supposed to squeeze and it just like kind of like pours out.
Mm-hmm.
But it just kind of like went like boop and just like kind of came out and like plopped in. And I'm like, that's not right. But then I just said, you know what? It'll be fine. I got to let it simmer anyway. So then, yeah, I ended up just doing one garlic bulb because two would have been overkill. Like that's just like way too much garlic. But the thought and the intention was there. But then when the tomatoes came out, I flipped them over and I peeled the skin off.
Mm.
And I think that just like solidified everything. And it was, and I've actually got basil this time.
Ooh.
So I got some fresh basil, chopped it up, and put it in there.
I love watching the videos of the roasted garlic bulbs and like people squeezing them out and it's all soft. And it just
like kind of like out.
Yes. Have you seen the onion bakes?
I have.
That is stuff that I would never make, but I love to watch it. I'll watch every single video.
Have you
onion
seen, like,
boil,
the egg...
sorry.
Okay, have you seen the egg boils?
Yes.
I want to make
one. I would do, yeah. Now that I would make.
I want to make one.
Because I don't eat seafood, bad. So I feel like it's probably the best part of the crab boil to me. Like, it I love, and like, maybe a potato. Like, can we throw potatoes in there?
Dude, the potatoes and the eggs and the sausage is easily the best part of a seafood boil. Now I'm getting hungry again.
And I've never had, like, crab boil. Like, the Old Bay, seasoning. Like, I don't know what that orange liquid tastes like.
It's perfect.
Oh, with the freaking, and the yolk. Like, I love a boiled egg.
Same.
Mm. Yolk's the best part.
Yup. You gotta take a bite, and you gotta dip that bad boy into the... I want it so bad. I want, like, a good seafood boil, dude. I want, like, good crab legs. I want to, like, splurge and get myself some, like, king crab, like, the thick boys. Mm. I want, like, a king crab leg.
Dude, in Atlanta, they have the juicy crab.
We have a juicy crab down here.
They have a literal valet. Like, it's in the same parking lot as the Kroger.
Mm-hmm.
The juicy crab has a valet. I was driving by one day, I said... Hold on. Is that a, like, there's actual ropes, like, attached to gold posts, like, out front of the freaking juicy crab.
That's crazy.
I saw this, like, months ago. But on my freaking For You page the other day, sure enough, this guy's like, y'all's juicy crabs in Atlanta have, like, a VIP section. Like, why are we in the club right now? Like, why is there valet out front? I was like, oh my gosh. Like, never an original experience,
Why are we not at the juicy crab?
When you come, let's go to the juicy crab. I really just want to experience it.
My God. Yes, please.
Okay, yay. Let's do it.
I'm literally about to pull up my calendar.
Wait, I still want you to come in January.
I also want to come in January.
I have nothing in January. I want to book you.
I was like, oh, I have a little notification in January. It's Martin Luther King Day. So I do not. I was like, oh, like, you see, like, you know, the little dot on your calendar. I was like, oh, what do I have planned? Nothing. Great. Like.
Seriously, why? Okay, this is an issue that I have with the calendar. Why do I have everyone's birthdays on my calendar, and why can I not delete them? It is
so real.
Not an option. Why?
So real.
Like,
I don't care about your mama's birthday.
No. No. Like, kids I went to elementary school with.
Yes.
No.
Like, 'cause I think it's linked with your Facebook.
It's just unreal to me that it's not an option to delete it. Like,
I'm pretty sure. Are you sure?
It won't let me. When I click on it, it just takes me to their contact. Like, I'm literally looking at this man's address right now. I can't believe it.
That's so funny.
It like, syncs all of their info, I guess, from their Facebook. Yeah, like, I can click, but I can never delete the notification. It just takes me straight to her.
I'm pretty sure there's a way. I can't remember, but I'm pretty positive that there's a way.
Well, hit me up, please.
Because I had that issue too, and then I think I found a way, because now I don't have the only notifications that I get are like Facebook, like it's Blank's birthday today. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I don't have any.
No, they're all up in my calendar, dude.
I'm gonna find out and let you know.
Yeah, it's but interesting. Yeah, I'll
shoot you some dates.
Yes, please, please, please. In January,
I'll come for a long weekend.
Yes. Oh my gosh, it would be so fun.
That would be a lot of fun.
I just want to, we can just
never seen your place.
Yeah, that's right. It'll be your first time.
I know. We can, I sent Sophia this, I can't remember what I sent her, but I think it was you. I sent you this, like, I need this in Yap. Like, I need to, or, like, next time we see each other, yes. I'm gonna, like, go out to a nice dinner. And I just want to Yap. Like, just, like, the, can I be mean for a second? Like,
yes.
I'm like, I need that.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's, like, low-key romantic. Like, we're out to dinner. Like,
yes.
We're kind of cute. Looking, like, a little dressed up. Yeah. Like, just really pampering ourselves.
Exactly.
Come home and rot.
Yes.
I saw a video that was, like, girls on vacation. This one girl's like, oh, my gosh, we've got to go to, like, the botanical gardens. And this girl's like, oh, my gosh, we got to go see the light show. Oh, my gosh, we got to go to the tiki bar. It's floating out in the middle of the ocean. Cut to all of them, like, sitting on the couch on their phones at, like, 10 p.m.
Just, like, no, scrolling. Literally, it's like, I want to go out to dinner, yap, and then I want to come and sit on your couch and not talk to you for an hour.
Yes.
But be in your presence.
Show in the background. Lawn order, yes. In the background. Something.
And then you, like, you just hear the come out of your nose because you found something funny.
Yes.
And then I'm like, and then you show it, we cackle, and then we go back to what we're doing.
It's such a safe space. I'm holding space, yes, for that.
I'm holding space for this episode.
In January, specifically, I'll be holding space.
Okay.
For you, in my heart. And mi casa es tu casa.
Love that. I can't believe.
On
that note, I'm going to bed. I gotta get sleep because of this freaking meeting.
Oh my gosh. Seriously, rise and shine.
Literally, rise and shine. I can't.
Oh my gosh, good luck. Okay, we love you guys. And I guess we'll see you in the next episode.
Thanks for tuning in.
Okay, bye.
Bye.